चापि यथा माम प्रभविष्यभ्यो अविज्ञाय परमं मत्ता एतावत्त्वं यतो हि मे नानुतं तव तच्चापि यथा माम प्रभविषीभो अविज्ञाय परमं मत्ता एतावत्त्वं यतो हि मे नानुतं तव तच्चापि यथा माम प्रभविषीभो अविज्ञाय परमं मत्ता एतावत्त्वं यतो हि मे नानुतं तव तच्चापि यथा माम प्रभविषीभो अविज्ञाय परमं मत्ता नानुतं तव तच्चापि यथा माम प्रब्रवीषिभो अविज्ञायं परं मत्ता एतावत्त्वं यतो हि मे नानुतं तव तच्चापि तामां प्रब्रवीषिभो विज्ञाय परमं मत्त एतावत्त्वं यतो हि मे माताजीस नानुतं तव तच्चापि तथा मां प्रब्रवीषिभो अविज्ञाय परं मत्त एतावत्त्वं यतो हि मे
व्हाट टू अ ट्रांसलेशन ना नॉट अनृतम फॉल्स तव ऑफ योर्स तत् दैट च आल्सो अपि as you have stated, yatha, in the matter of mam, of myself, prabravashi, as you describe, bho, O my son, avijnana, without knowing, param, the supreme, matta, beyond myself, etvat, all that you have spoken, tvam, yourself, yata, for the reason of he, certainly, me, about me. Translation and purport by Sri Vaheguru Srila Prabhupada. Whatever you have spoken about me is not false, because unless and until one is aware of the personality of Godhead, who is the ultimate truth beyond me, whatever you have spoken about me is not false, because unless and until one is aware of the personality of Godhead, who is the ultimate truth beyond me, one is sure to be illusioned by observing my powerful activities. Purport. The frog in the well. Logic illustrates that a frog residing in the atmosphere and boundary of well cannot imagine the length and breadth of the gigantic ocean. Such a frog, when informed of the gigantic ocean, when informed of the gigantic length and breadth of the ocean, first of all, does not believe that there is such an ocean. And if someone assures him that factually there is such a thing, the frog then begins to measure it by imagination, by means of pumping its belly as far as possible, with the result that the tiny abdomen of the frog bursts in the poor, and the poor frog dies without any experience of the actual ocean. Similarly, the material scientists also want to challenge the inconceivable potency of the Lord by measuring him with their frog-like brains and their scientific achievements, but at the end, they simply die unsuccessfully like the frog. Sometimes a materially powerful man is accepted as God or the incarnation of God without any knowledge of the factual God. Such a material assessment may be gradually extended and the attempt may reach to the highest limit of Brahmaji, who is the topmost living being within the universe and has a duration of life unimaginable to the material scientist. As we get information from the most authentic book of knowledge, Bhagavad Gita 8.17, Brahmaji's one day and night is calculated to be some hundreds of thousands of years on our planet. This long duration of life may not be believed by the frog in the well, but persons who have a realization of the truths mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita accept the existence of a great personality who creates the variegatedness of the complete universe. It is understood from the revealed scriptures that the Brahmaji of this universe is younger than all the other Brahmas in charge of the many, many universes beyond this, but none of them can be equal to the personality of Godhead. Naradji is one of the liberated souls, and after his liberation, he was known as Narada. Otherwise, before his liberation, he was simply a son of a maidservant. The questions may be asked why Naradji was not aware of the Supreme Lord and why he misconceived Brahmaji to be the Supreme Lord, although factually he was not. A liberated soul is never bewildered by such a mistaken idea. So why did Naradji ask all those questions just like an ordinary man with a poor fund of knowledge? There was such bewilderment in Arjuna also. Although he is eternally the associate of the Lord, such bewilderment in Arjuna or in Narada takes place by the will of the Lord so that other non-liberated persons may realize the real truth and knowledge of the Lord. The doubt arising in the mind of Narada about Brahmaji becoming all-powerful is a lesson for the frogs in the well, that they may not be bewildered in misconceiving the identity of the personality of Godhead, within bracket, even by comparison to a personality like Brahma. So what to speak of ordinary men who falsely pose themselves as God or an incarnation of God, bracket over. The Supreme Lord is always the Supreme, and as we have tried to establish many times in this purport, no living being, even up to the standard of Brahma, can claim to be one with the Lord. One should not be misled when people worship a great man as God after his death as a matter of hero worship. There were many kings like Lord Ramachandra, the king of Ayodhya, but none of them are mentioned as God in the revealed scriptures. To be a good king is not necessarily the qualification for being Lord Ram, but to be a great personality like Krishna is the qualification for being the personality of Godhead. If we scrutinize the characters who took part in Battle of Kurukshetra, we may find that Maharaj Yudhishthir was no less pious king than Lord Ramachandra, and by character study, Maharaj Yudhishthir was a better moralist than Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna asked Maharaj Yudhishthir to lie, but Maharaj Yudhishthir protested. But that does not mean that Maharaj Yudhishthir could be equal to Lord Ramachandra or Lord Krishna. The great authorities have estimated Maharaj Yudhishthir to be a pious man, but they have accepted Lord Ram or Krishna as the personality of Godhead. The Lord is therefore a different identity in all circumstances, and no idea of anthropomorphism can be applied to him. The Lord is always the Lord, and a common living being can never be equal to him. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Tadati Tadiva Prantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Savadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Sha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So thank you all for coming to daily Srimad Bhagavatam class. We welcome you to Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Mandir. And before I start, I sincerely seek blessings of my senior worshipable God brothers and whoever is online, my worshipable God brothers and God sisters. Please bless me so that I can speak something which is makes sense to myself and I can learn from whatever I am going to speak. And if you happen to learn, then it's a byproduct. So thank you all very much. And it's always been a very difficult task to come and sit on this very esteemed seat of Vyasasan. I'm not at all qualified to speak from this esteemed Vyasasan, but it is causeless mercy, as we are talking about the cause of all causes. It's a causeless mercy of the temple management and Gurudev and all the Vaishnavas that I somehow or other get an opportunity to speak from here. So please pray for me and bless me so that I can speak something. A bit nervous, but nonetheless, let's start with all the, like, you know, Maharathis who have spoken in last few days. Like, you know, I always feel like when I try to hear their classes, I feel like, you know, if somebody is going to a function and have to offer some gifts, right? So their gifts are so loaded and so, like, you know, well packed and very nicely, very, very costly gift, you know. And when my turn comes, I feel like, you know, I have just an empty box without even a gift wrapper. So please bear with me. So it's a wonderful class that was given by Sankirtan Prabhu on Sunday about the descending process, how one can acquire the knowledge through the descending processes and not ascending process. And he gave a very sweet example or a very simple example. Like, you know, he says, like, you know, if you feel that, like, you know, if you are just doing firecrackers and suddenly from a firecracker the mobile phone appeared, right? You know, iPhone 15, right? Anybody is, like, you know, longing for that. And says, yeah, just like it happened. It cannot, right? So he was trying to explain that even the smallest of the small gadgets, simple gadget, requires a creator, right? And then, like, you know, people just say that there is no creator. It's just absolutely bizarre, isn't it? And then, like, you know, he explained the nitty gritty of, like, you know, how one should approach the descending process. And then we had a wonderful class by Radhika Valla Prabhu. Like, it's a brilliant, like, you know, sometimes you feel like we are so fortunate to have such a great souls in Radha Gopinath temple who really enlighten us with so, like, you know, granular and so, like, you know, detailed level of understanding of spirituality. So he explained the, like, you know, how a disciple can have a different levels of faith in Guru and different interaction that he can have with Guru is about, one is Guru Laghava, like, you know, you just, like, you know, consider Guru as a very, trivializing the position of a Guru, then Guru Drohi, like, you know, one could be envious of a Guru, and then, like, you know, Guru Gaurava Atishaya, like, you know, one, like, you know, over-exaggerate the position of a Guru and things like that. So very, very beautifully explained. So I humbly request that whoever has not heard, please go and hear that class. It will really a wonderful delight, and it will give you a lot of understanding about the Guru Tattva as well. And then one of my favorite speaker, Srikant Krishna Prabhu, like, you know, is very simple, very humble, but a very wonderful speaker. The way he explains things is so simple. And he talked about, like, you know, how a communication between a guru and a disciple can happen, and how there can be an effective communication between a disciple and a guru. And, like, you know, it's so simple that, like, you know, in fact, some of the things that he shares from his house as well, which I feel awkward to share, but, like, you know, he just so simply shares. It's so wonderful. And then specifically when he talked about how when a speaker speaks, the knowledge does not retain with themselves, right? Because he gave an example, he talked about that, how God is not light and God is a person, right? And after that, he gave multiple choice questions, and to his surprise, everybody talked about God is light. So he was just wondering that why something is being heard. And I personally also have experience that you may go on hearing classes after classes and you wonder kuch farak nahi pad raha hai life mein, nothing is changing in the life. It just as it is. I don't know, it's a patthar pe pani kehte hai na, aisa kuch bhi karo kuch farak nahi pad raha hai, go on hearing for last 20 years. So when I heard Srikant Krishna Prabhu, it really made sense. He said hearing is going to retain with you only when you analyze what you have heard or while hearing. So let's say what I'm speaking, if you start analyze with your mind and intelligence, then there is a high chance that that knowledge will retain. And the similar theme I heard from Chandramouli Maharaj also, and beautifully explained, that whenever speaker is speaking, no matter who that person is, even a insignificant person like me, just have a faith that person is going to speak from Srimad Bhagavatam, it will be beneficial to me. So faith is very important. And the second ingredient that he talked about is whenever your mind wanders, because the mind is going to wander. That's the nature of the mind. So while you are sitting here, even while I'm speaking, my mind is wandering. That I hope I don't forget this point or what this other person. There's so many things happening with your mind, right? But you have to bring back your mind, as Krishna says. When you do that while hearing, then two things has to happen. Either you will get a realizations or you will get a question. So he said, if you get neither of that, that means our hearing is not effective. So I really like that point. And that is a barometer of our hearing after each class. If you just see or introspect ourselves that, did I get any realizations after hearing this class? Or do I have any questions? And if not, then probably we should hear that class again. That means nothing went in because mind was somewhere else. So, and then also he, other than that, he explained about how disciple should understand Guru without even Guru speaking. And the episode he described about Sanatan Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just looking at the blanket, he realized that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants me to give up this blanket. And Rupa Goswami, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during Rath Yatra spoke that song kind of thing, right? And he described that into a verse. So he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, I have given him my mercy, and that is the reason he knows my heart. So very beautifully explained. And then, as we say, icing on the cake, Shubh Vilas Prabhu. It's a mind-blowing class that he gave. I, again, humbly request, hear all these four classes, and of course, all the classes one must hear. But whatever I heard, I'm just trying to share with you all, that please do hear. It's a fantastic class. And he narrated the story so well of Gautami, her son bitten by a snake, and then how all the things come up where snake starts talking to hunter, and then Mrityu and Kala and so on and so forth. So I had a desire that one day someone from the animated industry or the film industry should start making a small films from the stories that our dear Shubh Vilas Prabhu narrates. It is very fascinating. And also he explained about Bhishma Dev's glory. Anybody's on the deathbed, somebody has to go and solace him. But Bhishma Dev, on the contrary, was giving a solace to Yudhishthir Maharaj, who was completely perplexed. So you can see these great souls, even on the deathbed, their clarity is so amazing. So amazing clarity they have. And now, coming to the today's verse, I'll just read the translation again. Whatever you have spoken about me is not false, because unless and until one is aware of the personality of Godhead, who is the ultimate truth beyond me, one is sure to be illusioned by observing my powerful activities. So in this chapter 5, which is entitled Cause of All Causes, there is a dialogue happening between a son and a father. It's interesting.
Narada Muni is the son of Brahmaji. So I was wondering, like, you know, of course, the children do ask questions to their father about their job profile. And sometimes nowadays they even ask also, like, you know, how much you are earning. Because they know that, like, you know, how much pocket money I can ask for. Right? So those kind of things happening, and they even ask also, like, you know, how far you are going to the, reaching to the top level. Right? So something similar happening here where Narada Muni is asking Brahmaji that are you the topmost, you know, you are the CEO, and can you imagine the profile of Brahmaji? Like, you know, nobody in this world can, whatever, even compare. It's like, you know, not even a dust particle at all compared to the profile of Brahmaji. And Narada Muni is inquiring about that. And Brahmaji, very beautifully addressing his own son in the previous verse, with a lot of respect, please don't misunderstand. There is somebody beyond me. So there is a wonderful discussion happening, and the wonderful purport of today, where Srila Prabhupada in the purport talks about three main things. The first thing is a frog in the well, that how difficult for scientists to understand the inconceivable potency of the Lord. Second theme is about how living entity in this world, seeing other living entity being so powerful, considers them as a god or worshipable, their master. And the third thing Srila Prabhupada talks about in the purport is how great souls like Narada Muni, when they put under illusion by the will of the Lord, then the beautiful narration comes into Srimad Bhagavatam. Those are the three things. So we'll try to cover that in whatever the time left, half an hour. So the first one is about the frog in the well. So there is a frog which has who has come from the Atlantic Ocean to meet his friend in a well. I'm sure we have seen the frog even in GEV well as well, but that well is a spiritual well. So we'll not talk about the frog in the GEV well, but the frog in any other well in any other village. Now this gentleman frog coming from the Atlantic Ocean. So of course they talk about, where are you coming from? How are things? And how big is your house, right? People generally ask. So this frog is saying, my house is unlimited. He says, what do you mean unlimited? There is no such thing as unlimited. Is this as big as my well or maybe smaller than my well? He says, no, it is much bigger. He says, how big? So whenever anybody has to estimate, they estimate based on their experiences. Right? So similarly, this frog, based on his understanding, is trying to say this big, and then Srila Prabhupada explains, he was bloat his belly as much as possible, and finally got burst, and then frog died. So similarly, our scientists are also with that tiny brain, trying to understand our secondary creator. Lord Brahmaji, what he has created, that they were trying to understand. So I don't know, many times, at least I have seen, a small child tries to imitate. And how that child imitates? By taking a shoe of his father, put his feet into that and tries to walk with that, or maybe a chappal or whatever. What happens when a small child tries to fit into that shoe and try to walk? It will fall on its face, isn't it? Similarly, the scientists who are trying to imitate their original father, Brahmaji, from where everyone is coming, of course, supreme original father is the supreme Lord. But after that, like, you know, as Narada is the son of Brahmaji, so like that the whole lineage will come. So we are ultimately coming from Brahma in one sense. Right, so this scientist, like the small child imitating a father, trying to imitate and trying to create different things in this world, and they, like, you know, feel so proud. Wow. And then they completely negate the existence of a father. Can you imagine? It's such an audacity that a person has that the knowledge itself that you have got is from someone. You were not created by yourself. Right? For you to come into the existence, you had your father and mother. And still, you have a audacity to say that there is nobody. There is nobody at the top. It just happened by chance. And they figure out few things, right? The water is made up of hydrogen and oxygen. And they make a big deal out of it. We figure that out, how water is. But do they know that how such a big quantity of hydrogen and oxygen came in the ocean to produce the ocean? They have no answer for that. They have no answer for that. And for that, they just say it happened by chance. Rather than by chance, just put down your ego and say that it is the Achintya Shakti of the Lord. It is the inconceivable potency. My little tiny brain may not be able to understand what these things are. And forget it, you may figure it out. Let's say somebody gives you a nice preparation. Maybe a pizza for a lack of any other preparation. And you try to figure out, okay, how the base is made up of, is it like, iska bana hai, what are the different ingredients, kiska chutney bana hai, kya hai. Like, rather than that, you just go and, ask a person that, how did you make it? Rather than you figuring out, isme ye bhi ho sakta hai, wo bhi ho sakta hai. Why so much of speculation? There is no need of so many speculations. It's not required. I was attending one of the workshop in NASSCOM, which is the one of the national level body for software industry, and they were talking about AI, and they have such a confidence, these scientists who are doing research in AI, that we are so close to make a perfect world. We are so close to find the vaccine for cancer. That means the entire world will be disease free. But little that they know that by the time you find a vaccine for one thing, there is another thing breaks out. And you'll be completely bewildered to what to do with that. They feel that we will create such an abundance in this world that there is no question of poverty. Now, who gives them such a fantasy, and then they speak as if it is a reality in just no time. And that is where Srila Prabhupada writes very beautifully, because some of the lines we'll read from the purport as how Srila Prabhupada is trying to help this scientist and understand. So Srila Prabhupada says wonderfully, saying that similarly the material scientist also want to challenge the inconceivable potency of the Lord by measuring him with their frog-like brains and their scientific advancement, but at the end they simply die unsuccessfully like the frog. So scientists will die without knowing the reality, and that is where the compassion of a great souls like Srila Prabhupada goes out for them. It's not that Srila Prabhupada just criticizing the scientist. What did he do about scientists? He created the institute called Bhaktivedanta Institute, where all the scientists were invited. That is his compassion. He doesn't want to leave a people like that. By that particular Bhaktivedanta Institute, he wants to give an opportunity for scientists to learn about Krishna and to love Krishna. That is the beauty of Srila Prabhupada. And then Srila Prabhupada writes another very brilliant point and says, the Bhagavad Gita 8.17, Brahmaji's one day and night is calculated to be some hundreds of thousands of years on our planet. One day of Brahma equal to hundreds and thousands of years in our planet. You may wonder, what is this? How is it possible? But the matter of fact, if we are little observant rather than the absorber, most of the time we are absorber. Wherever we go, we just go on absorbing things, whatever we see, just absorb, absorb, absorb. But we do not observe. If you observe, then probably we'll say, yeah, that really makes sense. And His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj very beautifully explained that while we are speaking in this assembly, there could be hundreds of mosquitoes taken a birth in this world. Thousands of mosquitoes may have taken a birth in this world. And their whole generation will get over within the same day or maybe the next day. Isn't it? So within a week, probably you will have a 7 generations of mosquitoes. We are talking about generation gap. Right? Within 7 days, you will have a 7 generations of mosquitoes. So is it not for them, one day is equal to 100, like our one day is for them is 100 years. Is that simple as that? Because their life span is measurements, it will be 100 years. Because for us, human beings is calculated to be living 100 years. Of course, we don't live 100 years. That's a different story. Right? But these mosquitoes, that generations after generations are going to be completely wiped out within a matter of weeks. So is it difficult to understand that Brahmaji, who is living on a different planet, has a much, much larger lifespan compared to us in terms of the number of so-called years what we live? Right? So it's very easy. And Maharaj was explaining also very beautifully in that class, is we see the sun, right? And sun is giving energy for ages together. Do you see all the demigods may be full of aeroplanes going there and putting a coal to just make sure that the sun continues to give light and fire and everything else? No. That's happening by the will of the Lord. That's happening by the will of the Lord. It's so easy. Right? The same scientist, once upon a time within the womb of a mother, right? Just by coming out and figuring out some way that when the eyes develop, when the nose develops, is there anything time we have seen that instead of a nose, the ears started developing here and the nose started growing up here? Such an amazing, amazing arrangement of the Lord. And we just take it for granted. We just take it for granted. It's easy for me to speak like this because I have received the mercies. You all have received the mercies. That's the reason that you are all sitting here. If you really want to experience the verse, Sa Mahatma Sadurlabha, Sudurlabha, then we must engage into this month of Gita Jayanti of book marathon. Generally, when we are doing the book distribution within the group, we have a lot of people and somebody to pump you up and encourage you and things like that. I got a crazy idea yesterday and I felt let me just go alone to do the book distribution. So, of course, my wife accompanied me. So, me and my wife, we just two of us, and we just went. Of course, we did book distribution the week prior with a group of our devotees and it was a wonderful experience. And here alone, it was somewhere around 8:30 in the night. And we were near the metro station of Anandnagar near Daisar. And you see people just walk by. And they don't even look at you. They literally feel that you don't even exist. And it was such an experience. Wow. And you wonder that here you are trying to even show them the picture of Krishna. You are trying to show them the Bhagavad Gita. You are trying to stop them. But you see that it's such an unfortunate situation that they don't even stop by. Very few. Out of 50, hardly 5 or 6 people who just stop by and say that, okay, what do you have to talk about? So can you imagine? This is Sa Mahatma Sudurlabha. So we all should be feeling so fortunate that by the mercy of someone, we stop by to one place and able to hear that person had to say. And that is why this book marathon is so important. And Srila Prabhupada is so genius. So genius. Right? So he created so many things. And book marathon is one of that. And by this particular thing, we are able to become an instrument to give Krishna to someone. It is such an experience. It is such an experience. Believe me. It is such an experience. Whether you are able to distribute one book or no book or hundreds of books, that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. I was reading the quote of His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj. What you achieve in this life doesn't matter. What matters is you become an instrument in the hand of God. That really matters. So my humble request is try that out. It's not that you have to go alone. go in the group of devotees and it will be a wonderful experience. Be a great experience. Now, coming to the next point, and again, Srila Prabhupada writes, and this is actually a bouncer to all the scientists, you know, is really amazing. It is understood from the revealed scriptures that the Brahmaji of this universe is younger than all the other Brahmas in charge of the many, many universes beyond this. But none of them can be equal to the personality of Godhead. Now here, Srila Prabhupada, why I'm saying a bouncer, like, you know, one Brahmaji is enough for anybody to handle. And now he's saying our Brahmaji of our universe Brahmaji is the youngest. But such bouncer to the scientist is such a delight and such a sweet thing for devotees. And they feel, oh, this is so amazing that my Lord is so brilliant. Right? And in that regard, there's a beautiful story that comes of Narad Muni. Again, as we are talking about Narad Muni here. So Narad Muni, just passing by, and then he meets a cobbler. And cobbler asks him that, where you are going? He said, I'm going to Vaikuntha. So of course, can you, convey to my Danvat, to Narayan, and ask him, like, you know, when will I be qualified? Of course, I have no qualification, but still, like, you know, will I be going back home, back to Godhead? So sure enough. And he goes further, and then he sees a scholar, a Panditji, who has been, like, you know, well-versed in the Vedas. And he also asks a similar question to Narad Muni, that where you're going. He says, I'm going to Vaikuntha, meeting Narayan. So he said, yeah, please go and ask him this question. So Narad Muni goes there, and to his surprise, I'm just fast-forwarding the story. So Narayan tells him that this Pandit that you see is going to take hundreds and millions of lifetimes to come to me. He said, seriously, how is that possible? And to his greater surprise, he tells that this cobbler is going to come to me in this very lifetime. In this very lifetime. And Narad Muni was absolutely perplexed. Absolutely perplexed. So, of course, Lord understood, being within the heart as well of Narad Muni. He said, you go and tell one thing to both of them. If they are going to ask, of course they will ask that what my Lord was doing in Vaikuntha. So you just tell them that Lord was trying to thread an elephant through an eye of a needle. Right? He says, okay. And by that reaction that you are going to get from each of them, you will understand the answer that I gave, that why Pandit is going to take millions of lifetimes, and this particular cobbler is going to take only one lifetime. In this lifetime, he'll come back to me. So, sure enough, the cobbler goes and tells, first he meets the Panditji, and Panditji definitely asks, like, you know, what my Lord is doing. He says, Lord was trying to thread an elephant through an eye of a needle. And that Panditji says, Narad Muni, apne kuch alag to pane ki jaga kuch piya nahi hai na? What is this going on? I'm just adding masala, by the way. That why you are speaking such a thing which is absolutely crazy? How is that possible? The elephant through an eye of a needle? It's impossible. So then Narad Muni understood, and he left from there. And then he went and met cobbler, and said the same thing to the cobbler. And the cobbler started dancing. And Narad Muni was perplexed again. He says, like, you know, Baba, calm down. Why you are dancing? Do you believe that? Is this possible to thread an elephant through an eye of a needle? He said, of course. Why not? I have been sitting in this gigantic banyan tree for years together. Right? And this gigantic banyan tree, my Lord has put into such a small seed. In this small seed, this whole banyan tree, my Lord can fit in. Then why can't he not push an elephant through an eye of a needle? What's the problem? And he again started dancing. And Narad Muni was trying to convey him that you are going back to Godhead in this very lifetime, but he was least bothered about that, and he was so overwhelmed to hear the activity of the Lord. Huh? So this is what is required. It's so simple faith can help us understand or appreciate this inconceivable potency of the Lord. And And as we were talking about the second point, that how, now coming to the second point, that how a people in this world, when they see a powerful people, they actually start believing that this could be the incarnation of God. And they consider themselves as a God. So there are actually temples of great personalities where they actually offer, like, you know, all the Pancharatri Kavita, they offer a ghee lamp and incense and everything. There is a temple of Amitabh Bachchan. There is a temple of Modi ji. I was surprised to see that there is a temple of Sonia Gandhi as well. Because, like, you know, they feel they are, she is the one who is providing them. So it's just such a very foolish thing. And similar thing happened while even Prabhupada was there. Some of his disciples started believing that Srila Prabhupada is God himself. And Prabhupada completely smashed that and told very clearly that I am not God. He had to make this very, very clear. So after that, nobody dared to even talk anybody being God. After Prabhupada, like, you know, dismantled that whole philosophy that some of his disciples was trying to propagate. Now, coming to the last point, which is a very, very important point about the doubt, right? So, when some of us, or like, you know, person like me, get a, like, you know, significant doubt, then probably the high chance that I may leave the process. I may, like, you know, completely stop doing what am I doing. Maybe because I may go through some kind of a difficulties or anything else, and I started seeing some devotees' different behavior, and I have a doubt of whether it is right or wrong, and then, like, you know, I can go completely out of sync. That's a problem. But great souls, like, you know, when they get a doubt, it's really amazing. And that is where it is a great thing, right? Here we are talking about the whole planetary systems and everything, and that's what bewilders all these scientists. They figured that out, that, like, you know, how this whole thing came about. So they're still trying to figure that out. It's such a great thing happened. But sometimes the great people like Brahmaji gets bewildered by the simple thing. He saw Krishna eating with the left hand, and he was completely bewildered. This Brahma Vimohan Leela that we have heard is wonderful pastime. So how a great soul just seeing Lord doing a simple thing gets bewildered, and wonderful pastime happens where all the Brajvasis got an opportunity to have Krishna as their son, and all the cows got an opportunity to have Krishna as their calf. It's such an amazing thing. Such an amazing thing. Right? So here Srila Prabhupada beautifully explains that how Narad Muni also got a doubt here. That Brahmaji, are you the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And then we have this wonderful conversation. Similarly, Arjuna got a doubt. Right? He started asking questions. What should I do? And then finally, Bhagavad Gita was spoken. Right? So when such great souls have these doubts, all these wonderful things can come about. Similarly, Parikshit Maharaj had questions what he should be doing at the end of his life. When a person is about to die, what is the best thing, or what is the duty of a man who is about to die? And this whole Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken through that. Right? So it is such an amazing thing that how these great souls, when they have a doubt, such an wonderful thing can happen. Now, I would like to end with something very interesting that I saw on the WhatsApp. And it is very important that we follow to the core. It's very related to the doubt in one sense. Not exactly, but we can definitely extrapolate to the doubt. Once there was a, of course, it's a story of in Christian community. So one gentleman goes to the church. There was a mass and the prayers were going on. And suddenly his phone rang. And as soon as his phone rang, of course, the pastor or the father gave a look. All his fellow prayers mates, like, you know, they were just looking at him as a disgusting thing. What are you doing, you know? And then while they were going back home, his wife scolded him throughout all the way back home that why the hell did you not put your phone in on the silent mode? So he was so devastated by this whole experience that he got in the church and also while coming back home. So he was completely shattered. And then he goes to the bar that night, and still he was having this whole thing in his mind going on. So while he was trying to drink whatever, and he couldn't hold it, and this whole thing fell on him as well as on the people who were sitting next to him. And he was now completely devastated that it is worse than what I did in the church. My only phone rang there and I had to go through so much of insults and so much of thing. And here I actually spilled something on somebody's clothes. It's going to be a disaster now. So the waiter comes and very gently asks him, I hope you're not got hurt. Don't worry, everything is all right. And then janitor comes and wipes the floor, and the bar manager comes and comforts the person and says, don't worry, who doesn't make a mistake? Have another drink, I'll give you a complimentary drink, don't worry about it. And that person was sharing a lesson that he still continues to go to that bar. It's not because he likes so much of drinking, because the way he was treated, and he stopped going to the church forever. So the lesson that person was sharing was such an amazing. He's saying that the attitude of the believers can make somebody pave the path to hell. So it is such an important thing. Many times we see people may have doubts or something or the other, and you may completely trivialize it or make that person feel that this kind of doubts you are still having after so many years, and it's so stupid and this and that. So from this story, we should learn that no matter what, it is so important to have a devotee. There is a beautiful story of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also comes, right? Where one of his disciples, and of course there was a big grand temple opening was happening, and Prabhupada was invited, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada was invited, and he goes there and he inquires about a particular devotee who was a brahmachari. And he inquired that, where is this particular Prabhu of ours? He says, Gurudev, he left. And Gurudev was shattered. He said, he left? I am not going to do any ceremony for this temple unless until we find that person. Where is he? And by God's grace, somebody knew that what was he in his previous life, in the sense before becoming a brahmachari. So he was knowing how to repair watch. So they figured out that anywhere he has to go, he has to earn his living, right? Livelihood. So he must have gone to any of the watch repair shop. So of course, in that area was not that many watch repair shops. So they figured out, they went, brought that devotee, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave him a big hug, and this person was again back into the movement. So what does that indicate? That how important to have a devotee, that was taught by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. No matter what mistake that devotee did, and probably this other fellow mates must have scolded him or did something to him, and that the reason he must have left. So it is very, very important to have this camaraderie amongst each other and help each other grow in this, because believe me, I was out there yesterday as I was sharing, it is not easy to get into the association of the devotees. It is very, very rare. Very, very rare. It's like, having a diamond and we just completely neglecting it. We are just living it just like that. It will be taken away. It will be taken away. So we should be very, very careful how to keep that diamond with us very safe, and relish that, and keep it to our heart that I don't want to lose it at any cost. And I don't want my fellow mates also to lose it at any cost. And that is the service we can do to Srila Prabhupada. And that's what Srila Prabhupada told, that if you want to please me, is by how you cooperate with each other, how you help each other. And that is what it is. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. We still have a minute or so. If any comments, most welcome. Please, I'm sure I may have spoken something beyond my realization. So I request my senior godbrothers to make any corrections or comments. Or if there are any questions from anybody, then please do ask. If there are none, then thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.